Welcome, everyone, to Total Nonstop Impact, Impact Talk for Impact Fans. You're right here on the T9 Network. This is Trent Long, my co-host, J-Bone, Uncle Mark, and Bill. And this is NWA TNA number 73 on Time Machine Tuesday. Gentlemen, what's going on, guys? What's new? Don't all answer at once. I just have to direct that question to somebody because everybody waits for somebody else to say, well, let's answer this fucking guy's question. So everybody's quiet for like the first 10 seconds of that. So I'm just going to start saying, what's going on, J-Bone? And then J-Bone could say, what's going on, Mark? And Mark's like, what's going on, Bill?
How about Trent's that? Ready for Scumbag to show up. He's like prepped.
Are we alive?
We're live. Get with the times. Gentlemen,
I'm waiting what's for the power on, to go out.
J-Bone. J-Bone, start the answer on this. What's
which one's Jay?
Yeah, which one's Jay? That one's Jay. What's going on, Jay?
I'm all right. I'm here. I have a little extra energy a little liquid energy we're drinking here. And yes, we are ready.
Now you pitch it to Mark and say, what about you, Mark? What's going on? And then Mark will do the same to Bill. I'm not directing traffic anymore with this question. This should be easy.
What do you got?
Yeah. Now, Mark, this is your turn.
Then J-Bone, what's up? Oh, yeah. No, I'm good over here. Just waiting for the power to go out. Heavy rain moved in. It's flooding outside. And then my state can't, the power grid, apparently my state can't handle when it's cold or hot. Yeah. So we're in for probably what's going to be maybe the worst summer of our lives. I'm not sure.
It's time to move back to Wisconsin, bro.
I've never lived in Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought you. Well,
that's why you should move.
Michigan.
Oh, well, I was close.
Yeah, we're in the Midwest.
Dude, I was like way over here though. Like we're Sabins from.
It's just like Wisconsin, only not as cool.
That's probably true. I don't know a lot about Wisconsin, but I don't have any trouble believing that's true. Although I will say, Michigan is quite a beautiful state. I've only been to Milwaukee, so I can't speak for the rest of Wisconsin, but Michigan is very beautiful. Bill, have you been to either Wisconsin or Michigan? And what
good
did you
pitch.
Think?
Those good have, pitch right there, Mark.
I have
good
not been to Wisconsin. I've been to Michigan. I have to go there on my way to Windsor, Ontario.
That's right.
So I have been driven through Michigan a few times, and I always look out for this guy.
Hanging around the Ambassador Bridge, calling people names and shit.
Wisconsin's a beautiful state, though. Wisconsin
is gorgeous. It?
Yeah, I want to go to the upper peninsula area of J-Bone.
Same way.
Yeah, like they got the like by Mackinac Island and all that stuff. And
dude, if you go
Surgeon Bay and all that's
Michigan,
stuff,
baby.
Yeah,
if you go, you got to take me with you so I can like take you to all the cool places.
Oh, dude, J-Bone. Oh, who's just J-Bone in on, man?
J-Bone knows UP secrets? Like Porcupine Mountain, like deep hidden copper mine secret shit?
Shit, man. I don't know what he's getting at with that.
But okay, boomer.
Damn.
Make out mountain. I mean, what?
Mountain? Is that where we're going? Jeez. Okay, boomer. So, what else is going on, boys? What else is new? We got any Patreon shout-outs to do?
You want me to do them right away? Yeah.
Actually, before we do, I do want to say this episode is dedicated tonight to Don West. Bottom line, this one's for Don West tonight. J-Bone, you want to just break down the quick news of what we learned about Don today?
Yeah, so it was – hang on. Let me bring up the article here. I got it right –
tough news today, guys. Tough news for Don West, who's all over these episodes we're watching. That's the thing. He's a big part of this.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. So, okay, I've just found it. So, we got news today. I'm on ringsidenews.com. Former Impact Wrestling announcer Don West reveals brain cancer.
Yeah.
So, he's stepping away from his on-air duties on the radio. He's stepping away from that while he deals with this. It looks like he's
I think he was already stepped away for a bit, but nobody kind of knew why.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, thoughts, prayers, well wishes, whatever. Just send them all his way because,
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough, man. But I will say, Joe Doering beat it. Don West can beat it, right?
That's the if you want to look at an example, Joe Doering is an example of that.
Hey, he's kicking today, high caliber. You know,
there you go.
I'm guessing with Don, it seems like from how he's writing it, they caught it early. That's what it sounds like.
Always a good thing.
It's always the key with anything. It's catching it early.
I talked to Bravo this past weekend at AAW, and I asked him about Joe's. You know, we were just talking about Joe Doering, how he bounced back from it, and he goes, "Yeah, he." They said it was like the size of a golf ball or something, or maybe a little small. Yeah, exactly what he said. But they caught it early enough, and they were able to get it out and everything. So you know, he's fine. You know, like
when was Doering's brain cancer?
5 years ago, I want to say.
Yeah, I would say about 5 years ago.
Here's
18-ish.
Yeah. Here's a tweet from Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff. It's good to see Jeff Jarrod.
Yeah.
He knows Jeff Jarrod. Because they are very tight. When Jeff came back, he brought Don with him the last time he was in Impact.
That's right.
Yes. He did.
So it was nice enough talking to Don West at that Slammiversary down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and that's good, man. That's real good. You want to make sure. You want to make sure you don't forget where you come from. I like seeing that from Jeff. He didn't forget where he and the roots of his company are, you know, rooted to a guy like Don West. So that's good.
Right. Yeah, from everything you read in here, like you never hear a bad word about Don West. It sounds like, you know, he's got a lot of people rooting for him and cheering for him out there. So
yeah. So that's our best wish to Don West. He has a Twitter account, not crazy active on it, but definitely Don West Deals on Twitter. give him a shout. I'm sure he's reading him at some point. So definitely give him your well wishes, guys. But this one's for Don. He's the cover art of the episode tonight, too. So we're going to do this one in honor of Don West. And just, you know, this is the best wishes, Don episode. So very cool. All right. Mark, we got any Patreon shout-outs?
Man, yeah, we do. But, God, that's coming off. That's, I don't like coming straight into shout-outs off of that. We got some news we can do or something first.
Want transition?
The transition is awkward.
Can we transition music in here? I mean, I guess we could do, like, we have, what do we have? Did we get rid of the static?
That was a good one. We don't have the static, but should we do a bite, a Don West bite for Don?
Yeah, exactly.
Don West bite for Dez. Because this news, he's going to beat it. But this is what we think of this.
This is a bunch of crap. This just sucks.
Yeah, there we go.
Cancer absolutely. Sucks. And with that, now I'm in the throwback time machine Tuesday spirit. So,
and you know what? Don West should do what Joe did at this. Like he had like he made a shirt over in Japan.
Cool.
And it's the best shirt ever. Like it shows like what his brain open and
it's like lariating like, some guy.
Fuck cancer.
Yeah. I want to get that shirt. I asked it's Bravo. Cool I'm shirt. Like, man, I'm like, have you
He's
seen
not
that shirt?
That shirt, man.
I wish he would, man.
That's nice. A cool shirt.
That's a very I did find one, but I only saw one and it's pricey out there. It's coming from Japan and it's more than I'd like to spend.
It's such a cool shirt. I'm looking at it right now. Cool. It literally says it's Joe Doering clotheslining somebody. The guy's head's cracked open. The cancer is flying out of the head. It's got the ribbon and it says "fuck cancer, Joe Doering," and on the bottom it says "runaway locomotive." Like it's it is such a badass shirt.
It is a really cool shirt.
Jeez, it's cool as shit.
If you haven't seen it, if you just Google Joe Doering brain cancer T-shirt, it'll come right up.
Okay.
Nice.
And if you're not already just a fan of Joe Doering because of what he does in the ring, that's just another reason to love Joe Doering.
He doesn't even have to be in the ring for me to love him. He could just stand there looking like a mean motherfucker, and I'm like, damn, Joe Doering's a badass.
Can we at least get Joe Doering a Shop Impact T-shirt, though, for 2021? That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
maybe find that artist that did that T-shirt.
Yeah, seriously. You know who I bet can recreate it? Our guy, Ron of the Dead.
It's that style.
Yeah. I wonder if he did it, though. That's what I'm wondering now. Because
it
looks like a Ron of the
Japan
Dead.
At the time, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks like a Juan style, man.
Well, I'd have to go back and look at it. But anyways, let's do these Patreon shout-outs real quick.
Yeah.
So from last week, so everybody shout-out tonight is Tier 3, TNI fam. Thank you so much, everybody. The most popular tier. And it's not even close. Adam Impact, once again, thank you, brother. Humble Beast, same thing. You're going to get a special surprise, hopefully, at some point soon. because we know why you're here. And now for new signups, we have El Punk Tracy. Thank you so much. It's nice to see you here too, brother.
Eric D. Hoff. Yeah. That's yep. Eric D. Hoff. Yep.
I gave him a personal thank you because he jumped in. We were attempting to stream some stuff on the Discord, just messing around, failed horribly at it. And it, so he jumped in like trying to watch it. And well, we couldn't stream it, so then I just talked to him for a bit before signing off. So
cool. That was when I had to jump off because my power. That was when the storm was moving in.
Yeah. So I talked to him for a minute. Yeah.
And then, last but most certainly not least, TNI UK family member Bison bringing 100% pure beefalo to the Patreon. Thank you, brother Bison.
Bison signed up for Patreon. But you know, Bison did. I saw Bison do something the other day. Before I rip Bison. Oh, we're gonna be live tomorrow. TNI UK.
Like, hey, Bison, thanks for signing up for the Patreon. Trent's like, I'm going.
Before I rip that, our buddy Adam Impact has started a new venture, Extreme Wrestling Fanatics. It's a new business he's starting. He's got more details to come, but. He's just getting that rooted. I told him I'd give him a shout about that today. Nice. Bison.
Keep us in the know.
I will. I saw Bison reply to a thread. Somebody asked, what's your favorite wrestling podcast out there? So he tags We Talk Impact on Twitter and hashtag TNI UK. I'm like, player, that's the same network. You don't separate yourself off. You're not your own entity. You want to be out of here? You can be out of here. You don't separate off here and say,
well, to be fair,
Impact and TNI UK. No.
To be fair, he did hashtag TNI UK, which TNI, I hashtag their show TNI UK.
They don't have their own Twitter account. He's saying We Talk Impact and TNI. No. This is We Talk Impact is the Twitter. That's the account. That's it. Oof. That's how it works, Bison. It's one network. You want out of the network? You let me know. You say it to my face. You say it to my face, all right?
I think Steve is in here.
Well, Steve's in here, huh? Steve, send a message to your boy.
What is happening?
It ain't no secret. I need a job.
That's what's gonna happen. If we keep drawing these divisional lines between the family here, okay?
Hey, he could have said smash this podcast. I mean.
He could have said smashed his podcast, but no. Bison going into business for himself.
There's gonna be all kinds of rumors coming off.
I know.
Oh yeah. Oh no, yeah.
Armand, I'm as confused as you are, bro.
He'll be live tomorrow. What's happening. Noon Central, 6 UK.
Maybe the final show.
Could be.
And now Trent's plugging him.
Well, I gotta plug. I need the numbers tomorrow. But this could be the final show. The way Bison's operating here. This is it.
You'll have to forgive Trent. Folks, he had a very long day at work, and you know he's still working from home. He had the wedgie from hell, couldn't get away from the desk. It was
story, please.
You know,
J-Bone, I don't need you to apologize for me. I'm meaning everything I'm saying here. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm looking at Trent, and I only see one thing.
Proud as a peacock.
He's damn right. He's damn right.
He's got an emblazoned peacock on his chest tonight.
No, I don't.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I got. It's NBC Sports. Yeah.
What is it?
It's a White Sox T-shirt I got year before last. Yeah.
On that soundbite, love the prize peacock, but we got to update that. That doesn't feel like Eric Young anymore right now.
Well, it's used for moments like that, you know. Prize peacock.
No, it is so good, but man, I feel like he's every week we're getting gold from him right now.
I do miss the bell. That's what it is, you know. D-back, I am missing the bell.
Oh,
that's
come on!
It's bell withdrawal.
I told her it's got to be back next week, or at least the fates decided next week. I'm not waiting any longer. This is
oh, it. Wait, she hasn't told you the fate?
She was over here today. So you got to decide on the bell because people are waiting. I'm waiting. I want an answer to the bell, but in the meantime, I got the noisemaker. So Scott Hudson, welcome to the Noisemaker.
Oh my God, we're gonna better get used to that for tonight. You know what? The Noisemaker doesn't bother me as much, but by the end of this show, it may.
And we'll find out. He's on it a lot.
He's on it a lot.
It's okay, Trent. I'll be your dinger for the night. Wait, that sounded horrible.
I do like J-Bone's dinging for
the manual ding.
The manual ding. All right. Well, let's jump in, boys. We're going to do NWA TNA number 72. This took place on December 3rd, 2003. Now, I was on my buddy Dave's couch gearing up for Christmas almost, you know, around this time. Maybe Dave and I may have even did a little Christmas shopping after the episode aired. We might have gone out.
Oh, on NWATNA.com as they promote later in the show.
We definitely bought those. We have those DVDs. He's got them still. I still got them. We bought those. Don West roped us into those for sure.
Bill got the D'Lo bobblehead.
But food-wise, I'm guessing, again, winter time, it was pizza time. It was you know, it was carb loading for the winter. That's what's going on. What about you, Mark? December 3rd, 2003.
December 3rd, I know exactly where I was. I was back to working double shifts because my brother-in-law had just left, who was in for Thanksgiving. And we went to Michigan to Detroit that year for Christmas. So I remember we were both like burning it at both ends in between. So working, 100% working.
Nice.
Yeah. Bill, where do you think you were? Were you probably working too? You and me seem to be on the same schedule for that.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see, December 3rd. I'm just looking. I always like to look back.
Bill's got an email.
Us service retail sector people were really busy at that time of year.
Well, that is the time I mentioned before when I started working down at the was it Wells Fargo Center at the time, or it may have still been one of the early incarnations of the name where the Sixers and the Flyers play, and I started working for them. Part-time work I added to my forte. That was, like I said, that was Billy Three Jobs.
Billy Three Jobs. I had a lot of indie shows to pay for back then.
Well, and that wasn't a ton of indie shows. Like I said, that was occasional indie shows, but that was more concerts back then.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Especially, summer was heavy, heavy concerts, but so it was probably like movies, stuff like that. But who knows? With some of the stuff we see later with Piper, I might have been gearing up for a little NWA TNA the following week.
That was like some bizarre universe shit, man.
It was definitely
everything with Piper right now is in the bizarre world.
I love it. I love it. What about you, Jay?
Just, you know, 8 feet of snow, Wisconsin, typical shit. You know.
Typical shit, Wisconsin. Jay out there breaking his
back.
Breaking his back, trying to shovel some goddamn Wisconsin.
Although it did almost freeze to death.
Now you know why the back is broken. That was part of it.
Oh, poor. Well,
shoveling snow.
Blame the snow. All right. Well, that was quick. We got through that one pretty painless.
But I think we have visual evidence of Trent on Dave's couch.
What?
I can turn it on anytime, Pat. Come on, no problem.
Hey, it's just about. I do have a photo on the couch. I showed that one time, didn't I? Or Dave may have showed
a photo.
Yeah, Dave showed it. He had the visual.
Weren't we supposed to get a return from Dave at some point?
We were, man. It's been a tough schedule. I haven't talked to him in a little bit. I gotta give him a call and get him back on here. We need a big show to do it. You know, we need one that's leading up to a big event to do
Bounce
it.
Bounce of Glory.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I love on this episode, they completely wrote it off. Like they're like, it's officially dead. Like the Bound for Glory, all the Hoganing is gone. But all right, let's jump in, boys. December 3rd, 03, we get a recap of 72. We open with Jeff Jarrett and the Red Shirts, which is now legend in Northcutt. Ryan Wilson's gone. He's gone. He broke his arm and he's out.
And he got written off TV.
Yeah, along with Abyss on the phone confirming that Hogan is out of the picture, Piper's out of the picture, Dusty's out of the picture, everybody's gone. And then he has huge news tonight, and he goes to look for Don Callis. Tonight is going to be Jeff Jarrett and AJ Styles with the world title on the line. So that's the setup for that. Opening is Kid Cash versus Chris Daniels versus Low Key, kind of a tie back to last week. And I should call back to Daniels costing Low Key the match against Cash. In my notes, I wrote down this match truly is the resurgence of the X Division. Like, we are back to peak X Division with this roster now. But I still feel Kid Cash slightly lost, slightly not. Like, he's feuding with Don Harris while he's in the X Division. It's like the weirdest like tie-in. I don't know, Bill. Like, why Don Harris?
Don Harris, we just assume had pictures of somebody for his whole career in Impact. Because it was almost like they just had to squeeze him in this storyline just because they needed to be there. But I don't see anyone clamoring for either of the Harris boys at this point. And Kid Cash,
for any point,
is showing you he's near the, like, he's gold right now, Kid Cash, so far in this company. And to throw him there, it's like they're trying to really throw him a bone. They'll be like, okay, we know this didn't work. Maybe this works if we put you with a guy that has charisma, because we know Heavy D has zero. It doesn't make any sense to put him in that storyline. Like, I know they're doing this whole security storyline, and that's the angle here, but I don't know how that connects with Kid Cash.
I don't know. Like, it's like force feeding us this, like, here's a Harris brother. Remember them? Here's a Harris brother, guys. Don't forget the Harris brothers. I don't know. Jay?
Well, it's weird, because especially the evolution of what, we see, you know, Kid Cash dealing with stuff later with, Heavy D and stuff. And then what happens at the end of, I know I'm fast forwarding, but what happens at the end of the episode is even more bizarre. Like, he's like, you know, Jeff Jarrett's savior. It's like, wait, what?
Are you saying, based on the time frame, J-Bone, is it so bizarre?
How bizarre?
How bizarre?
How bizarre?
How bizarre? How bizarre? How bizarre?
Oh, it took him a second. To get it.
I was waiting. He was going to pick up on it.
I was like, oh, man, did we go over? There we go. I thought maybe we went way too
late. See if J-Bo knows his one-hit wonders.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, man, he's got it.
Baby, you're driving me crazy.
I learned something about that group. What are they called?
OMC.
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 The guy was like, he was like a drug dealer or something.
He looked like one.
And he like totally. Just finances, he like bought his way into the industry. He was like some rich dude who like made his money dealing drugs and just bought his way into the industry.
He was the real El Jefe.
Pretty
That's
much.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
Pretty much, man. Like, bought himself a number one single. That was it, man. It was something weird.
The shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
Yes.
Pretty much. I want my pizzles back.
Yeah.
He's on the
show. Hey, it's throwback. We got to talk drugs and shit.
True. Loki pins Daniels with a Key Crusher 99. I love this. Cash comes in and gives the smash mouth to Loki hard. He didn't pull that at all. He leaves with his sign that says, "I fear no man. Vote for me for Mr. TNA" on the other side. And then Heavy D gets him on the ramp again, beats him down this time. So, I don't know. This whole Heavy D thing with Kid Cash, I just don't see any value in it, because I'm like, what the hell is the benefit to feuding Kid Cash with Don Harris? But maybe it explains itself. I don't know. I'm saying down.
They're not feuding anybody with Don Harris. Don't look for a reason.
Yeah.
We'll just give him a pass on that one. Well, some people are never going to
fast forward 10 years and you'll still be wondering that question.
Yeah, exactly.
We go to Scott Hudson.
Ding!
With AJ Styles to talk about the NWA title match against Jeff Jarrett later. Oh, yeah. Three Live Crew comes out, hypes up the crowd, puts out open challenge for tag team titles. And he went old school, though. BG went old school on this. He did the whole New Age Outlaws old school.
Oh. And they even recognize it, too. They're like, it's a classic.
It is a classic. He's going old school, Doug. AMW comes out. They said, "We want our title shot." Jeff Jarrett randomly interrupts us with Don Callis. Like, why? I hated this, because I'm like, why is the main event coming out now? Like, I don't want to see him until the main, you know? And he comes out, says he's going to do something to shock the world. You're either with me or you're against me. This whole thing could have been saved for next week. If he's retaining anyway, do the whole, like, with me or against me thing could be saved for next week. You don't need to take away from showing Jarrett on the second segment, basically,
this is not new, Trent.
No, it's not new.
This is the wave of Jeff Jarrett. It depends what you think. It's very similar to today with the AEW Impact relationship.
Yeah.
Good friend David Penzer, who might be listening, because he does show up on these throwbacks.
He sneaks in here.
He does.
And he gave an interview recently where he puts out a lot of the points we pointed out before, where it's like, the AEW, you're getting Kenny Omega. That's great. How is that bad? But then there's the people that want the equal partnership. And it's like, don't expect that. And this is back then. It's like, Jeff Jarrett's the big star. We might not think it, but that's what pay-per-view buys are telling them. So more Jarrett means better in their mind. And that's what you get. That's how the show's written. As much Jared as you can get.
It's a lot of Jared. J-Bone, there's a lot of slap nuts on this episode.
Holy slap nuts. Well, and what's funny is he's the biggest heel in the company, and there's a good portion of this audience that still cheers him. And we see that in the main event. It's crazy. Yeah,
Hendersonville shows up, man.
Oh, my God. All the
you
got to
keep in mind, he's probably one of the biggest stars they've had because coming off WWE, WCW TV.
And in the heart of the territory, his daddy, Bill. I mean.
True. I mean, the name is synonymous there. That's, mm-hmm. I can't take that away from the guy. But just
I mean, if you're not going to get Hogan, you got the Hogan of Henderson. Wait, what the hell, Tom?
Hendersonville.
Yeah, you got the Hogan of Hendersonville.
And he's still the right age bracket because, like, Dusty would be huge over too, and he is a lot of the time. But yeah. They're like, Dusty, we're not buying you as world champion, Dusty.
No, I mean, Dusty's in his 60s at this point. We're definitely not buying him there as world champion.
Well, the support of the UK folks.
Yes, yeah, London calling 4:30. Yeah, half four in the morning in London.
Appreciate it, man.
On Thursday nights, we get some of that crew up till 6 a.m. They're
up late
with us.
They're up late for sure. Harris basically tells Jared, hell no, we're not with you. Jeff Jarrett puts over three live crew at this point, you know, kind of goes down the list, puts over BG, you know, their history together and everything.
Road dog.
It goes back to that. Remember With My Baby Tonight and all that? And he's just like real callbacks here. Glenn Gilberti and David Young come out with Simon and Swinger and says they're 100% behind Jeff Jarrett. And all of us are. And Simon's like, what the hell? Don't talk for us. You know, who are you to talk for us? Says everyone has a decision to make tonight. Eric Watts interrupts here. The lost Eric Watts, Mark, is just squeezing in, man.
Man, he's got to stop with like the nicknames and in the trying to insult people. He's really bad at it.
He's a real juvenile insult.
Dude, your name is JJJ from now on. Jeff Jackass Jarrett. Oh, my God.
And he's like, Jack. And he gets to the crowd to the ass part.
Dude, like, oh my God.
The thing is, I wouldn't fully even blame Watts.
It's probably not him writing it.
I don't think he's writing it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think he's getting really bad material.
It sounds scripted.
He's probably not bringing much to the table of his own ideas.
No.
So somebody's doing that. And like maybe if you're in three live crew, you can pull that off because they're very juvenile. But he cannot.
No.
I feel like Watts has gotten, I know we keep saying this, but man, I just feel he's got a shit end of the stick deal here. He was just on such a different path and it all went south. And it's like he never got a chance to properly get it back on track.
He didn't. He truly didn't. They bringing Callis in to basically screwed Watts' his whole story. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
He goes with that. He's with Joel Goldilocks here too. He books a three-way tag with all the teams out there for the normal contendership of the tag team title. Says, and then, that's when he does the Triple J line, Jeff Jackass Jarrett. My notes literally say dork in like capital
because he follows it immediately. I know you're tight with Don Callis.
Yeah, Callis, Jeff Jackass. I'm like, oh, my God.
God. So now we need, instead of dork, we need like the Revenge of the Nerds bite. Nerd!
We do need a nerd sound. That'd be good. Says he'll also be in AJ's corner to balance out the Callis. And then AJ comes out in the chat, just Jeff Jarrett. So just a weird segment all around. Very overdone here.
Oh, with AJ, this could replace the bell.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
At least we got rid of the girl drinking champagne or whatever the hell it was.
Yes,
she was very thirsty.
Yeah. Drinking champagne. Yeah.
Whatever it was.
We get a recap of the new franchise, a new clip from earlier today where Tracy is coming into Goldilocks' dressing room. This was great. And she's like, Don Callis came in his dressing room. Goldie's like, no, they didn't. No, he didn't. This is my dressing room. Wait a minute. Pause. I think
we have something.
I hear something.
Well, I
really, really dislike you as a human being and as everything you stand for. Please just, you upset me. Oh, nice. Whoa.
It's not nice.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hey!
Oh.
Hello.
We can start in about the ladies' dressing room and who shows up.
Look who shows up. Did you watch Throwback today? Did you actually watch the old episode today?
Here and there, a little bit. I was popping in. Apparently, I left my microphone on the watch along. That's what a truck informed me. Sorry about that. I don't know how to use these Discord gimmicks. It's all new to me.
What's funny is you set up the Discord.
That's the point, Trent. I build the boat. I'm too drunk to drive it. I hang out in the cabin. Trent drives the boat. That's always how it works.
Just like you built the podcast and then you left that too.
We all drive different parts of the boat now.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Oh, what's going on, Kyle?
Oh, nothing much. How's the tribe doing? Got the usuals, the regulars here at the bar. We got Mir Neeson, Paul Nelson.
We stopped doing that tribe gimmick a while ago.
Well, I'm bringing it back, Trent. I'll do what I want. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bring the tribe back. Squad.
So we're at the dressing room. Tracy Brooks, the love of my life, Tracy Brooks over there.
Try getting through Frankie Kazarian. He'll kick your ass.
No kidding, man.
Speaking of Tracy Brooks, how's the wrist doing there, Trent? Is it better?
I got the brace over there. I got a better brace for it. No, it's still not any better. It's still hurting, man. It's still in pain. I do have a better wrist brace. I just took it off right now, but I got a nicer, stronger, hopefully it helped me heal
there brace.
And she's like, "Oh, Don Callis."
So what he's saying is he had to switch hands.
Basically, I mean, needing one for this hand.
Are we firing Bison? What is this? What was Armand saying in the chat? Hey, Juan, do you get last say on Bison's employment?
Actually, you'd appreciate this. You'd appreciate this. I'm on Twitter. I see a thread that Bison replies to, and the thread is like, "What's your favorite wrestling podcast?" So Bison tags. It's like tag your favorite wrestling podcast. He tags We Talk Impact on Twitter. He goes, "We Talk Impact and." Hashtag TNI UK. And I'm like, oh, whoa. I pulled a Kyle. I go, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's the same account. TNI, We Talk Impact's the brand. TNI UK isn't a separate entity. We Talk Impact, Total Nonstop Impact is the network. You're a part of that network. No, yeah, Bison going to business for himself, Kyle. What do you think?
Well, you let him know he's not in on the Patreon here, so now he is going into business for himself.
He just broke his heart. He's going into a business for himself. That's it. He's not talking to anybody anymore.
That's it. He's gone rogue. He's joining the Impact Lounge. That's what the sheets are saying.
The Meltzer's reporting right
wait,
now.
Wait, sheets are saying. Is that worthy of the song?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's put that in here.
Yeah, we haven't heard a song in quite a while.
Yeah, we haven't.
Bison would tell you. Big
wrestling news. Don't believe anything that you read on the internet.
If this is your first time with the Scumbag on the show, by the way, welcome to a different show than you're used to.
Yeah, that hasn't aged well. I haven't seen it in a while, so it's creepy all over again.
Mark sends me a private message that says, "What you're saying is the opposite of the Patreon, Trent, you nerd." What does that even mean? What am I saying? What did I do wrong here?
The forbidden wall has been opened.
Forbidden door? Is this a forbidden door gimmick? I don't even know what the hell is going on.
I don't know. Trent, you shouldn't have taken that VHS with the forbidden door years ago.
Bison starting his own show, and Armand is his co-host. That's what I'm getting from this.
Man.
Armand's picking up the guitar and starting a band.
I thought it was going to be Impact Heads forever.
Man, the Heads Network. Nice.
That's Patreon content. We're taking the tarp off Chef. He's coming to Patreon.
Chef rising from the dead.
Chef is the only one I've never seen a show with.
Are we stealing Chef from the Andre?
Is he on his network? Is that where Chef is?
Yeah. I don't know his whereabouts.
I thought you and Chef talk like every day.
It's better. I don't talk to anybody anymore. Just the voices in my head.
Good call.
He was no part of Bison.
Bison leaves and I for the Impact Lot. Here we go. This is it, guys. Spread the rumor. But let Bison know he caused this to happen. This is all Bison's doing here.
Finally got rid of the beef flow. Wrong wrestling company.
He bought the Patreon. Bison's paying for Patreon.
Oh, very nice of him. Very nice. And no, Aaron Jack, this isn't the show for that. This is throwback. You got to tune in Thursday to hear
news?
About that.
No news. We got to wait till once a week news.
Wait till Thursday for that.
That's the news show.
If you want to hear my thoughts on it, I actually covered it earlier today on Smash This Podcast. Cheap plug.
There you go. Jump in on. You don't have to say cheap plug anymore, J-Bone. It is what it is at this point. It's not even a cheap plug. This is valuable time. We're on Patreon. Yeah. We're on Patreon now.
I just say that to upset you now, because
all I know is we're premium. Nothing here is cheap at all anymore.
Well, but apparently you can buy J-Bone a cup of coffee, something like that, if you would like to support him. Plug it, J-Bone. Plug the coffee mooching, because you're not paying for your own Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Yeah, well, my wife actually gave me donuts right before we went live tonight. So
your wife is more of a strudel woman, from what I gather.
A strudel? Is that what he just called his wife a strudel?
She likes
gotta appreciate a strudel woman.
She likes a good strudel.
Right. Well, to wrap this segment up, Goldilocks.
What fucking segment are we even?
Goldilocks says Watts.
We went
runs
from Goldilocks to strudel. Oh!
Goldilocks is telling Tracy that Watts runs the place. Tracy's like, no, he doesn't. He's Callis does. She's like, no, Eric Watts. She goes, no, he doesn't. Don Callis does. And Tracy's like, well, I heard it on the locker room that he's gone. And then Goldie's in denial, and she's like, oh, you know what? You can have your little locker room. I'm going to walk out. I'm good. And she leaves. Then we go back to Scott Hudson with Sanjay Dutt and Chris Sabin discussing the match against Shane Douglas and Michael Shane. And Sabin says he's refocused. It's time for Ultimate X2. Is this Sabin a face now? Is that what's going on at this point?
Sabin's turned face on us.
No, he's been working like tweener for like two or three matches now, where he was in like a three man or something, right? And he hasn't really had to have promo either way. So maybe
it was weird. It just out of nowhere, he's like a good guy now. It's like I'm a nice guy.
Well, since we're talking Ultimate X, and I know this isn't a news show.
Yeah.
He squeezed it in.
Our boy, the Iceman, who breaks news on this show from time to time, did put a tease out there, and we'll find out noon. Slammiversary is going to have a very violent match stipulation. And you got to think, with the teasing of King of the Mountain, Ultimate X.
Full Metal Mayhem.
Okay, well, everyone vote now. We're going to know by tomorrow. This is our only opportunity to do it. Trent, call it.
Full Metal Mayhem. That's what he says, violent.
J-Bone.
Ultimate X isn't violent. Go ahead, J-Bone.
King of the Mountain.
Bill.
King of the Mountain.
Kyle.
Which one's Jay?
Alex King of the Mountain, too.
I'm over here preparing a new segment for throwback.
Nice. So nobody likes Cardona and Nick Gage in the Impact Zone in a death match.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for Nick Gage, but he doesn't fit in Impact. That just doesn't work.
I saw somebody throw that out there.
Two punk rock for television. You can't put that guy on TV. Yeah, no.
I hear Nick Gage is one of Trent's favorites.
Get the hell out.
Come on, man. Get a life.
Get the hell out of here.
What the? I had to get a life. There you go.
Where the fuck is that for us?
Breakfast Club on there.
That was the acceptance speech.
No. You're gonna be the president? Come on, man, get a life.
Come on, man. Jesus Christ.
What are you gonna do your first day in office? Come on, man.
Kyle's not even talking, and we're so off the rails, and we're gonna blame it on Kyle later.
I'd like to take a minute here on throwback.
Would be a huge signing.
Nick Cage?
Johnny Cage?
Nick Cage would be a huge signing, huh? Nick Cage, we're talking about? Con Air? Nick Cage? The Rock? Nick Cage? Fuck. Leaving Las Vegas, Nick Cage?
Oscar winner.
What's happening? Oscar winner, Nick Cage?
He won Nicholas Cage. Almost yes, Superman. Yes.
Fuck.
Welcome to The Rock.
Shane Douglas and Michael Shane. Basically, if you take the name Michael Shane and Shane Douglas, it's the same name in there. With Tracy Brooks taking on Sanjay and Chris Sabin. I wrote down Michael Shane looks. Shane Douglas looks a lot better here. Better than the last couple sets of matches.
Yes.
Yeah. Dutt also doing great in this one too. I thought he'd look great. Tracy goes for that pie in the sky on.
But you got to give the whole thing. Right. It's the pie in the sky from Tracy with an eye.
That's right. That's from Tracy with an eye. And then Michael Shane super kicks and pins Dutt, and then post match brawl between them all. But Shane Douglas looked a lot healthier here, man. Definitely after the last when he was that first little stretch was terrible.
Yeah,
he's on his game here, which I like.
He didn't look like his mind was blown this time. I'm just saying.
No, he looks healthy.
Well, he looks much more ring ready too. Last time he came out, I think his first appearance, he gave a belly to belly, and it was like so bad he had to do it again. This time he looked much more proficient and normal and good in the ring.
Kyle, you a Shane Douglas fan? You a fan of the franchise?
Absolutely, but he's nothing compared to cousin twice removed of Shawn Michaels, Michael Shane.
Jesus Christ.
cousin twice removed or something like that.
Oh, did he beat his nephew? It's actually his nephew.
Nephew.
When you're the child of a wrestler, you think like a Charlotte Flair, something like that. You kind of get the golden ticket right in a wrestling. But when you're the cousin twice removed / nephew, he didn't really stick around as long as he should have.
No, he's his cousin. I'm looking right here. Yeah, cousin.
Cousin Michael.
Matt Bentley, which he changed his name later to, which is such a weird name change too.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, he left Michael Shane in the asylum, and it's Matt Bentley now.
Trent Mercedes.
Oh, that's right.
His real shoot name is Matthew Bentley. Matt Bentley. But he looked good there. Mike Tenay. We go to another thing here. Scott Hudson.
Ding.
With Disco, David Young, Simon, and Swinger. Simon's pissed that these two interjected themselves into that match. Swinger says everything was fine until this. What did he call him? This hillbilly game.
I have it right here.
Go ahead.
Right here. Here you go, guys.
And we had a great, great gimmick going until you went out and brought this hillbilly into the fold and ruined the whole beautiful thing.
Very good, J-Bone. Thank you.
Not the same guy.
That's the quote.
Yeah. That is the same guy.
Same guy.
Impossible.
It's 30 years later, same guy.
A lot of familiar faces.
I do like that. That Disco was like, guys, do you think I'm dumb? And they're all like,
yes. I almost made that a bite too. But
that's a good one too.
I had to make this one at least for this show.
He says if they win, if him and David Young win, he'll give their title shot to Simon and Swinger. And he's like, right, David? And he's like, no, why would I do that? He's like, oh, shut the hell up, you stupid idiot. And he like shuts him up. This next segment is interesting. It's Mike Tenay earlier today doing an example about how far X fell from the ring.
Roof of your house.
Like, they really pushed this a lot.
PCO done been crazy for a long time.
PCO is X, as we know, yeah.
Fuck crazy.
But this is the first appearance on screen of Scott D'Amore.
TNA agent.
Popped.
Coach.
Wow. This is the first appearance, and he appears as TNA agent. Yeah, Scott D'Amore, and he's like, that was a hell of a goddamn bubble. I'm sorry, Bill. Can you do the voice here, please?
That's crazy. What are you doing? he could have killed him if he landed on him. Crazy.
pretty much how it went. His debut. So then Watts appears and says X versus Heavy D tonight. So these little extra segments filmed. Watts is with Goldilocks, by the way. And then that's the match.
Which is the only redeeming thing about Watts at this moment.
Yeah, those things are fine. Like the little things like that with Goldie, I'm cool. X versus Heavy D. It was actually a pretty good hoss fight, man. I gotta say, these guys beat the shit out of each other. I wrote down like, why not just be PCO at this point? Why this cheesy ass X character?
Because you got to remember the time, man. Everything was extreme bungee jumping and surge in the early 2000s, man. That was the shit. That was the shit.
You drinking surge right now, Kyle?
No, I did. I did have a surge today, though, from Burger King. The only place you can get it. That's a shoot, brother.
Dude, I was craving Burger King today.
Only at Burger King.
I have an 8-year-old surge sitting in my fridge just waiting for when Kyle visits. It's 8 years old.
You're going to wake up. The window is going to be open with wind going through it like the end of Cuckoo's Nest. You know, I took the surge, jumped out the window. Snap.
The only energy drink in my house is a Duff. So if J-Bone ever shows up, I'm going to have to crack that Duff open.
Duff's a beer, Mark.
Yeah, but in the real world, it's an energy drink. Unless you're in Brazil, where it is actually beer.
Oh, I mean, if it tastes really good, it'll you know hit me like an energy drink. No, like,
J-Bone is Homer Simpson, so that does work.
Yeah, J-Bone, yeah. J-Bone, have you ever gone as Homer Simpson for Halloween?
I actually went as Stone Cold.
Are there photos?
That's so much cooler. You're Homer Simpson. Don't put yourself over like that.
No, this is like 20 years ago. You know,
back when you were in your 40s.
J-Bone is Homer Simpson.
And I embarrassed the hell out of my family. It was an event called Boo at the Zoo. So we took the little kids trick-or-treating at the zoo, and you would go from like building to building, which is really kind of ridiculous because the buildings are all so far apart. It's not like going house to house. And so you're going building to building, and it's like you're hiking all night. You're tired. You're cold. And you get like, you know, a little piece of candy. It's like, are you freaking kidding me? It's like we just walked 2 miles from the building.
That was before the divorce, huh, J-Bone?
Yes.
And every other year, J-Bone's Halloween costume, he gets his bandana and he goes, J-Bone bandana guy. Give me some candy.
Give me some candy.
What is even happening tonight? Did you guys do a bunch of drugs before we signed on? What's going on tonight? I can't figure out if I'm super fucking stoned or you guys
are wet. This is the good stuff.
I'm what's going on? All my headbands are in the wash, so I'm wearing a hat backwards. Give me some candy.
What's happening?
I'm just picturing J-Bone going through the zoo and like Stone Cold stuttering a bunch of kangaroos and shit. Hell yeah, gotta give me some candy. You son of a bitch kangaroo. And he like fucking stunning a bunch of kangaroos.
Little tidbit that J-Bone was with his ex-wife at the zoo, but he met his current wife when he was throwing peanuts at her behind the cage. That's for the first time.
What the fuck is going
here
on?
We go.
Kyle,
here we go.
Jesus, you really are the worst.
I really dislike you as a human being. And
I really try to keep that bite around so he doesn't have to like exhaust himself saying it.
Uncalled for.
Yeah, but don't pay him any mind. Just cut his mic. That's all I got to do. Just cut his mic.
You know, when his doorbell rings at like 4 a.m, he's going to wonder who it is.
Pop a bone.
Jiminy Christmas.
Knew this day would come.
You made me so angry. I'm gonna grow hair on my head. Give me some candy.
I picture like the bell ringing at 4 a.m. Kyle answers, going, "What took you so long?" And just like submitting himself to death at that point.
Daddy. then I'd be telling his stepdaughter behind me to put some drawers on. Hold on a sec.
Oh Jesus, Kyle! Come on, man.
What's going on between you and my daughter?
Brother.
That was a short-lived gimmick around here too.
What's that? The Kyle and J-Bone
feud. That's a gimmick, baby. That's real life.
Kid Cash gets involved in this one, throws the chain to X. He wins. Chris Vaughn comes in to check on Don Harris. He gets beaten down by Cash. Cash then beats down Heavy D. Vaughn back in, tries to fight off Cash. Don Harris gets up, beats Cash until he bails. So, again, two segments now of Don Harris and Kid Cash, Bill. That's a lot for the punch.
It's just too much. Too much Don Harris. He doesn't make really much sense at all. It's just doing a favor for a guy, like giving him this run pretty much for a decade.
He must have some nudies to somebody.
It's very strange. But the only redeeming part of this was obviously X. And I do like the X gimmick.
Why do you like it? Tell me why you like it. I'm curious.
Well, it doesn't feel... Like, I could see it at the time. I think Mark was right, where it's, at the time, Extreme X. You have the whole ECW thing. X does make a lot of sense. Remember, they had Triple X. They love that letter, X. They love TNA.
The film, Triple X.
It was the dawn of hardcore porn. That's where America was.
Hey, the early internet. It makes a lot of sense.
Everything was hardcore.
But you look at that look. That's the same look with a mask that Brian Cage had when he came to Impact.
Yeah.
Was it?
It's the same look.
This singlet with the mohawk was the difference. Yeah,
it's just with a mask. But he looks like a badass.
Power X Division. Power in the X Division.
Hey, if PCO became available again, bring back X.
Bring back X.
bring in fucking PCO.
Yeah. I like PCO, though.
As long as he jumps off the top rope onto the ground.
Usually he jumps off the top onto the ring apron, the hardest part of the ring.
Yeah, that is the hardest part.
That's one of the things, like Sabu hitting the table.
There's almost no padding on the apron. They don't even pad it up.
Flat back.
Yeah.
And yeah, T. Hughes with the X Games. Yeah.
Is that why they call it the hardest part of the ring?
Yeah, absolutely.
And remember, he went into the X division there, remember?
Yeah. Just like Brian Cage.
Holy shit.
It's a great comparison. I actually don't hate the X character either. I just have to keep in mind when the time was, and it makes perfect sense. But
if he won like the X title and all and became something like representing that X division, like he could have been the pre-Samoa Joe
transition. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Which may be some news, J-Bo.
Isn't it crazy though? Just this is what 17 years we're going back now, or 18 years we're going back. Yeah. And PCO is taking these like career ending bumps, but then 15 years before he became a champion.
You know what? I think we got to highlight this comment from David Valentine, because I don't know how many people would actually say this.
So sign Nick Aldis, man.
Oh, come
on. When is the NWA champion?
Stink up the joint.
Yeah.
David, look, next time I'm sitting next to Scott D'Amore, and we're sitting there, you know, sharing a ham sandwich.
That would never happen. He would never sit next to you.
And what are you talking about? I talk to him like 3 times a week. So next time I see him, I'll ask him.
Bill, can you check with Scott there? Does he really talk to – what does he say to J-Bone 3 times a week? Can you put him back on screen here? Scott, what kind of conversations do you have with J-Bone? Can you let us know?
J-Bone? Who's J-Bone?
That's what I thought.
Which one's Jay?
Which one's Jay?
Which one's Jay? What up, Boot Jay?
What up, Boot?
Hey, can you say that in Spanish, Scott, by chance? Is that possible?
No me gusta, J-Bone.
Cold-blooded, Coach is cold-blooded.
Yeesh, yeesh.
Do you got hair on your booty cheeks?
Hasta la vista, J-Bone.
¿Dónde está el J-Bone?
J-Bone, I don't think you talked to Scott D'Amore 3 times a week, my friend. Sorry.
I'm trying to, you know.
Bull crap.
Hey, there we go. We got a Coach D'Amore in there.
Oh, he's in there. There he is. All right.
I'm just trying to be nice to the listeners.
J-Bone's getting catfished by imposter wrestling social media accounts. You know, you get those boomers on the internet, they'll fall for anything.
Somebody's just messaging Jay as Scott D'Amore, like, fake account.
Send me money.
What kind of idea do you have?
Would you like to invest in Impact Wrestling, young boy?
He's like, here's my life savings. Come on, brother.
Is that like David Meltzer came in the Discord earlier tonight?
Didn't Meltzer come to
Meltzer joined the Discord earlier.
Tony Khan's jock for a few minutes?
Not yet. Meltzer, you better be on your best behavior in the Discord. Got my eye on you, buddy.
Meltzer. Wait, somebody made an Eric Everhard reference here in the Jesus Christ. Am I J-Bone, you catch this reference? Eric Everhard, huh? Maybe I'm the only nothing. All right. Anyway, don't Google that if you're on a work computer. Nobody Google
the name says it all there.
Why did that even come up in the fucking chat?
Is he friends with Peter North?
Him and Peter North, I'm sure, have shared a room together.
I honestly don't even know who that is.
I have seen that penis.
That's all you need to know.
Google
right there.
Eric Everhart. Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. I am going. You put that back up. Jesus.
Nice. Oh.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, very nice. Sorry.
Welcome to the summer of
I think Adam Impact is part of these J-Bone meetings because Anthony Khan just bought him a Coke.
I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's happening anymore.
I have no fucking idea. What show is this?
We're up to
NWA TNA number 73.
Yeah. All right, but we're back to Scott Hudson, J-Bone.
Of course we are.
Commotion in the back. Chris Daniels beating the shit out of Low-Key.
And this was probably the worst Scott Hudson moment. It's like, come on, guys. Come on in here.
There's a commotion behind that door we're going to go look at right now, guys. Camera, are you on?
I've seen better acting in an Eric Everhard movie.
Hey.
Hey-o.
Yikes. Hello. Wow.
Oh, very nice. Okay. All right. A little too much information for me, but that's okay.
There we go.
That was strangely appropriate.
It was a good timing on that, huh? You like that? You like that? Kyle, good bites, my friend. Good, good bites. You did good with these bites. He's like, hey guys, there's a commotion over there. If this camera is on right now, wait a minute. Okay, camera, we're going to go over there behind this door. Wait a minute.
Check this out, guys.
Are you guys fighting back there? And they're fucking fighting. So he's beating the shit out of Loki down there. And he's like, yeah, screw Triple X. They've imploded. We go to Glenn Gilberti and David Young versus AMW versus Simon and Swinger for the number one contendership for the tag team titles. Crowd is hot as shit. Like on this one, crowd's super hot. Probably the
it's fucking AMW in the ring.
Yeah. But like that's it. Three Live Crew also. They were just on for this match. That was it. Yeah. Three Live Crew's watching from the crowd. Everyone was on, man. AMW wins clean. What was it? Clean? Was there a little
storm super kick on David Young?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was clean, I think.
That was it. AMW wins the title shot.
Thank God. It's about time. Man, this has been a long stretch.
3 months. Didn't he keep yelling, dude, 3 months, 3 months, 3 months?
Of watching them flounder in below the mid card, like in the lower mid card of the tag division, just getting meaningless wins and, you know, matches that weren't title matches. Thank God they won this match. This was the right booking here. And I love Diamond and Swinger turning on Gilberti in the corner and stomping his ass. I was cracking up at that.
Bill, when do they break Harris out? Is that next year? Like, is that 04 when they start breaking him out?
It feels like it's early 04, I think.
Because there's
you can tell he's getting all the mic time and everything.
Because he gets a solo run, which is crazy. Yeah. And then he told us he was supposed to get the title. And they changed it last minute, the day of, that he was going to get the title. So this Harris like solo push is like gigantic that starts. I forget when exactly, but it starts soon. But yeah, you're right. He's getting all the mic time. I don't think Storm said shit on the mic at all earlier.
No, it's like don't even let that guy touch the mic is pretty much their theory right now, which is crazy when you see him later. But everyone evolves. AJ was not good on the mic.
No,
at the beginning.
Is he now? How's AJ now, Bone?
He's gotten better over the years. He's not a natural on the mic, but he's decent.
He's so much better now. He's completely passable now, at least.
Yeah, like he really didn't get good, honestly, until he left TNA.
Yeah. Well, Jay, you might know this. Is it true that he tries to cover his accent now too?
No, he just talks normal. I mean, he doesn't have much of a Southern accent. I mean, I don't think he's had much of a Southern accent for many years.
I heard he covers it like that. He purposely.
I was going to say, I think he does from what I'm listening to him, or he's just, he's probably had coaching on it at this point.
Oh yeah.
Especially when you're in the Fed, like they coach you and they give bonuses for shit like that. I mean, I'm sure he's gotten a lot of extra help there on top of what he picked up in New Japan and what he learned in Impact. You know, he's way better, but he's still the same AJ. The cadence is still the same. He still pauses awkwardly sometimes, but he delivers a lot better than he used to, and he doesn't seem lost for words like he used to. So
I don't distinctly remember him having it for many years. I mean, I don't know when he specifically was working on it the most. I mean, but I know there's times in these old episodes where it really comes out if he's talking a little slower in it. Yeah. So, but
we go to Scott Hudson. He's with the Gathering, right? And they keep pitching a reunion. It's like, it's a reunion. One night on Jerry's like, Raven's like, one night on.
What cares about?
I'm like, I wrote down, really? I'm like, when did they fucking like break up? It's like 2 weeks ago. It's like, one night only. He's like, we're not going to let you down. CM Punk's like, we're not going to let you down, boss. And he's like, just a one night only. He's like, the big reunion's happening tonight. I'm like, they've never stopped teaming together.
They've been riding his nutsack for the last 2 weeks in the background anyway, shadowing him.
They've always shadowed him. Like,
and Punk's like, you watch. This is going to go so good. You won't want to send us away again. Raven immediately says, one night only.
Well, Punk did last longer with Mickey Gale than this breakup.
Oh, shit.
Dang. Hey, but they need a soundbite. Play some kind of soundbite to insult CM Punk here. I don't know. We got to do something here. Let's. What's this?
Wait, whatever.
Bull crap.
Oh, who overrode?
We had a great, great gimmick going until you went out and brought this hillbilly into the fold and ruined the whole beautiful thing.
Love it. Love it. I'll save the one I was going to do that if that's the case. I don't know what it is, though. We go to Abyss and Redshirt Security, Kevin Northcutt and Legend versus Raven, CM Punk, Julio De Niro. You know what I wrote down? Julio De Niro, big part of TNA, man. Like, he's there a lot, and, like, nobody talks. I mean, they don't talk about his career much anyway, but this dude is, like, all over, like, a good block of, like, 30 episodes at this point almost. Like, see, he was there, man. Like, dude, Julio De Niro, totally forgotten, man. I did find him on Twitter. He's a great hand. I found him on Twitter. I've tagged him in some of these old throwbacks.
Is he active?
Not too much. He's one of those guys like I logs in every like 2-3 months kind of active. So probably hasn't seen it yet for this last
year. Debuted in October of 94 and retired in 2010. He's currently 49 years old.
Thank you, Kyle.
Born in Washington, D.C. and still resides in Washington, D.C. Thank you very
much. This is the best use of this scumbag. This ticking time bomb of an
asshole. Trent, you know, this happened. This event took place on December 3rd, 2003, which was 17 years, 6 months, and 12 days ago. Some famous people died in 2003, including Mark from Roseanne, not to be confused with that Mark. Don't know who that is. Don't know how to say that name. But
he was also on Angel season 1.
The top hits of December 2003 included "Stand Up" by Ludacris, "Hey Ya" by Outkast, "Baby Boy" by Beyonce, and "Leave Right Now" by Will Young.
Beyonce, Houston represent.
We got to start doing that at the beginning of throwback. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. I can
contribute. Who is this? If the 80s don't come back and get they uncle for real.
Now, Kyle's stepping his game up.
And, Trent, also on December 3rd, 2003, in Kassel, Germany, the trial of Armin Muse begins. Armin Muse ate a man who advertised that he wanted to be eaten off the internet. And some guy put something up on the internet that he wanted to be eaten. You know, he wanted to be cannibalized, if that's a word. And this guy got off on the murder charge because the guy wanted to be eaten. And we have somebody in the chat named Armin right now. So I'm thinking Armin ate that guy.
Kyle, this is a fucking fantastic segment, but you've set the bar really high.
It's the time machine. It's the time machine.
Fantastic. I love this idea.
Jump in the time machine. It's not all about wrestling.
That's all right. Love this idea.
Also, 50 of Australia's National Postal Service employees had been caught sending pornographic emails, some involving children and sex acts. Yeah, hey, I'm reading all about December 3rd, 2003.
Getting deep with some people on this roster.
That's enough. That's enough.
Yeah, it's too close to the roster, man. This match, as a matter of fact, has a pedophile in it. So,
and the Parliament of New Zealand banned smoking in all public places, so they're no fun.
Well, let's get to Adam Impact's comment.
Oh crap! You can't eat people. I'd be in chicks for whoa!
Got him.
Don't call him Batman.
Got him.
Whoa! Oh! Hey, Jesus Christ! What are we turning this into, Adam Impact? My God.
Armin in the chat did eat a man and got off on the charges because that guy wanted to be cannibalized back in 2003. And I was in the third grade to make you all feel old.
Fuck.
So then you got to say, I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Clarice.
Uh-huh. I like that. Clarice.
Adam, we did plug your new venture earlier before you joined, I think. So we just did. So you know.
Hey, Mir Neeson. Hey, Mir Neeson. Go fuck yourself.
Man, it feels like old times.
It's been a while.
I love how it's nod in the microphone.
Yeah, it's not like old times.
Cocktail hour, brother.
Your ass.
Adam, right. In fact, he says, sorry, I'm medicated.
Me too.
What's our excuse?
And we have none. We have zero excuse.
Completely sober. Jesus.
No, I'm good.
The gathering.
I mean, I'm sober, but I'm good.
Gallus throws a chair in, gets involved. Abyss ends up pinning Raven, and they all brawl afterwards. Abyss standing tall. Raven. This seems like a Raven Abyss feud kicking off here. At this point.
Big win for Abyss. Don and Mike feel genuinely shocked. They play it off as like, "What? He won?
Hey, it's a huge win for the guy, man. That's a huge win
off the chair right in front of the ref.
World champion, way back.
Yeah, Definitely. It's definitely a huge win for the guy. No, they're pivoting right into it. But Raven at the end of the show, we'll get to the end, I guess. But he does say something at the end of the show. We'll
Call out the refereeing here, though. That chair was right in front of the ref. Did Abyss pin Raven off of? Like, it was right in front of the ref.
It's referee's discretion. I mean, are you okay? It's
just, yeah, no. I'm not going to tell Abyss he can't do that either. But
thank you. Yeah,
just saying.
If you're wearing the zebra shirt and you're in the ring, and Abyss is like, "Hey, I'm going to do this to me."
Technically, wasn't Raven holding the chair, and Abyss just ran into
him? No. Abyss kind of threw it at him.
I'd
have to go back and watch it more closely, I guess.
Abyss can claim self-defense at this point, obviously.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess he could. But Raven was an experienced veteran at this point.
I look like a young boy to you?
Experienced veteran. But that was it. Yeah, they Abyss gets the win. We go to Don West, who, as we've said at the top of the show is dedicated to Don West. And at this point, guys, if you haven't given the video a like, YouTube, Twitch, give it a like, give us a follow, give us a sub at this point. Go ahead and do that real quick. But again, Don West, silver on silver today. One of the best.
Yeah.
And good. I just found it so interesting. He's the second week in a row, he's pushing the on-demand. So these guys are doing on-demand back in 03. What is now Impact Plus, basically. They were doing on-demand. They were pitching an on-demand streaming service in 03.
That's what the story of TNA is, Trent. Ahead of its time, but not getting the credit it deserves.
No credit, man.
They're still trying to get that streaming service to work properly.
Still working like it's 03, right? That's
what it beat the network by over a decade. I'm just saying.
That's true, though, man.
That's a good point.
I wonder if that one worked better, though, than
the
If you haven't joined Patreon, you missed a great rant-a-rooney by the team about Impact Plus's issues over the weekend. So if you're not on Patreon, you're missing out on the bonus content. Join.
I liked Humble Beast's comment on one of the Patreon videos. He was like, "Holy shit, I've never heard you guys say this kind of stuff about Impact before."
Yeah. You guys went in deep on Impact.
Not everything's perfect, man.
Yeah, we're not kissing ass behind the paywall.
We're not in the business of shitting on them in public either, but, you know, not everything's perfect. Let's put it that way.
Turn that frown upside down, my man.
Constructive criticism, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember Belladonna back from? Yeah, she had passed away a few years. Yeah, we noted that when that happened. We talked about it. She was there with the new church. We talked about when she died. We talked about Belladonna.
I think
we put her in the artwork, Jay, I believe, for that episode.
Maybe
it would have been her and like maybe Jim Mitchell or something. I think.
Yeah. Speaking of Jim Mitchell, I happened to watch the first couple seconds of the next episode, and next week they're saying. Rest in peace, Malice. So Malice is going to pass away.
Oh, that's the episode.
Yeah, it's the timing. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is funny because they didn't acknowledge when Mad Mikey / Crash Holly died. They didn't acknowledge it at all. They wore the shirts, but
a lot of the wrestlers did. Yeah, a lot of the talent acknowledged it. Yeah, Punk had it on his tape, and Raven had it in paint, and
Fatu had the big old shirt.
Yep.
But they never said anything about it, which is really weird.
That is criminally. We have to do it again since it came up. Mad Mikey stuff, horribly underrated and overlooked. It was short, but it was brilliant.
You know, Trent, Malice actually won the AAW Heavyweight Championship Tournament in November of 2002.
Not our AAW. There's one in Australia, I think, that was using it.
Well, Wikipedia has got that wrong. They've got that wrong.
Did they tie it into ours, though? Is that the thing? Is they tied into our lineage?
Is your current champion Mance Warner?
Yes,
they've tied it into your lineage on Wikipedia.
I think
we might have caught Trent slipping.
No, they don't have it tied into there, man.
Or Kyle's a wiki admin and busy
right now. I'm on Wikipedia.com reading about the Malice, also known as the Wall, and Misfits in Action.
You're just changing history, aren't you?
But it's called All Access Wrestling is how they have it written. All Access Wrestling. Not ours. But old Mancer is our champion. Good old Mancer, baby. Big dog.
Old Mancer, I'll tell you, it does kind of mystify me how much Trent loves old Mancer. And I love old Mancer, too.
Love Mancer.
But it's anti-Nick Gage. When you could say they have a lot of similarities.
You know, Bill, I'll look for it in a second, but I'm going to try to find the article where Mance Warner robbed the bank and traumatized a teller. Well, let me see if I can find that one.
Trent was using the ATM that day.
I'm going to see if I can find that one, but then I'll let you know how much similarity I find. But no.
One's a guidance counselor for kids and one robbed the bank.
That's right. One's a fucking bank robber. Who doesn't
Mance
cover
Warner
his
is a guidance counselor?
Oh, yeah. Did I just ruin it for you, Mark?
You're breaking kayfabe over here, breaking fourth walls here, Bill. You got to take it easy.
Really?
Take it easy here. You got to be like, oh, Master Daddy, come on. All right, let's main event now.
Is he really? Is that a shoot?
Take it easy. We're not trying to expose the guy's fucking life over here. Let it be what it is. Don't.
I'd rather have a beer with the bank robber, personally.
No, that's just really impressive because it's such a far cry from that character.
Well, that's what I'm saying. All this stuff is different. These are performances. So it's...
Yeah, because he's great. Like, he's super believable as that person.
Well, that's good shit.
Light bears, lariats,
and I'll tell you, I'm just waiting for the day Nick Gage is on a AAW show.
He was. Yeah. We had him once last year.
I know.
Really?
I think he might be there in September.
I stole Trent's wallet.
I refuse to produce a segment. That's what I was planning to do.
So do you guys do those branded shows with the GCW ones?
No, we don't. Oh, okay. We had him. He was free for a night. We brought him in.
Okay.
He fought Mance, I think. That's what it was.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Mance collapsed a lung during that match, though.
Jeez.
What happens when you get in the ring with the king?
He took a flatback, similar to the PCO flatback. He took a flatback onto the floor.
So they weren't lying in that segment.
He collapsed a lung?
Yeah, he collapsed his lung. I mean, nurse was there, and she was... She's like, you need a chest tube, like you collapse your lung. And he's like, I'll be fine, big dog. Like, I think he went to the hospital. The next day he had to go to the hospital because it was a collapsed lung. Like straight up.
That is insane.
All right, main event, guys. AJ Styles versus Jeff Jarrett, NWA World title on the line. I wrote down it's a great match.
Wait, you missed the Piper. Piper.
Oh, I didn't write that down. I'm sorry. Yeah. Talk about the Piper thing.
Oh, Trent.
I didn't write it down. Go ahead. Talk about
I didn't really take a lot of notes on it other than the sound, the video and the sound again were really
Roddy Piper was cutting a pre-taped promo from his living room and he's announced that he will be coming in on December 10th and he said we'll be surprised by the power one can show. Piper says he's coming and he will be live next week.
Hey, look at that. Some good notes there, kid.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. I was just going to note.
Speak it out.
Yeah, I was going to note that it's the same production quality as like the roadside stuff. It's like purposely like lo-fi, like low budget.
Windows Movie Maker 2003. Yeah. Quick TV.
I don't know if any of this was purposefully like this. I think they thought it was pretty high tech.
Maybe I'm giving it too much.
High school video class. The VHS cutter.
I'm just remembering back then we didn't have these cell phones and shit like they probably were using. Yeah.
I think I made some better videos on like a camcorder in middle school.
Oh, we don't want to hear about your camcorder videos, Bill. We don't want to hear.
Hey, where are those camcorder videos now?
I don't know. It's a good question. I didn't make many. I made a couple, but
are they?
It's a free 120, Adam.
Are they in the attic next to TurboGrafx-16?
They might be. Maybe they're at the parents' house. I probably put them. They're probably with the Coliseum home videos.
The Coliseum videos, which are worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
nowadays, you know, people.
Yeah, I used to have a bunch of those too.
People are paying premium dollars.
We came here for a lot of money.
They'll pay for those, man. Yes. They'll pay. All right.
Yes. Yes, Adam Impact, that is a 100. You know, I heard Trent say collapse lung, and it made me light up a smoke.
You smoke 100?
I need a Virginia Slim now.
I always wonder, why don't people more often smoke 100s? Because they're not any more expensive than regular cigarettes.
I used to smoke 100s for a while when I was broke.
Are they more? Because I'm thinking, like, you get more cigarette, right?
You can buy short shorts for less, though.
But, like, my thing is, like, if you're a smoker, wouldn't you prefer to buy a 100 because you get more cigarette?
Nah. Sometimes they're just too long, though, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what she
like? If Kyle long came in with one of the those fancy, well, I don't even know what they're called.
Holders?
The holders?
One of the holders. One of the cigarette holders.
Keep your
finger
from getting stinky.
You have one of those?
I'll sit on my porch and shit with it.
Mark doesn't put cigarettes in those.
They would always show, like, a fancy, like, rich.
Get in the treehouse on Patreon.
Like in a cartoon in the 80s, some fancy rich snobby lady would have one of those things.
Critical Stink
would be in such.
We're gonna get there, okay? It's the summer of scum. The tangents are worse, just like the good old days.
Okay, boomer.
are at 1 hour and 15 minutes. This is a 2 hour and 15 minutes.
This
show.
Is a quick show, yeah.
We're doing pretty good.
We're pretty good. Yeah. We're on the main event already, man. Like, it's over here. Come on,
crank it. The main event. Does anybody even want to talk? My notes literally say Jarrett wins.
Let me get Jay's thoughts. I wrote down great match, lit crowd, but the ending was overbooked to all fucking hell.
Big time.
That's NWTNA, Trent. The run-ins, the shenanigans at the end, the interference.
Oh my!
This was the whole locker room though. And I mean, it just going. Go
ahead, Jay.
Everybody and their uncle and their grandma and their neighbor's dog even came out for this one. It was crazy.
They had to protect Styles on this one. You know, they weren't going to change hands just yet.
It was like, all right, what do we have here? Come on. Callis, Watts, Red Shirts, Abyss. Kid Cash comes out, aligns himself with Jeff Jarrett. Like, even Kid Cash. Third segment for Kid Cash on this show.
Yeah. J-Bone's Aunt Susan was in there, from what I heard.
J-Bone's Aunt Susan was in there.
Yeah, she was the one that was like leaning over the railing, almost falling.
Yeah, she
over,
was really into it this show.
Trying, yeah, she was. Sure. She had her finger in Jarrett's face, and Jarrett was like, "Get out of here! See, wait till after the show." You know,
you've stepped over the line now. You've taken it too far.
Yeah. Aunt Susan from J-Bone from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, maybe
Sheboygan. Yes. Sheboygan. Yes. Is that real? Sheboygan.
It is one of the best city names I've ever. Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's a little north of Cudahy.
Cudahy is another one. Cudahy, Wisconsin. They're great names in Wisconsin. Not as good as Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But, and Susan was the one I used to sell Jarrett smack. Yeah.
Jesus. That escalated quickly. Yeah.
I like smack. Wait, what?
Stop. Everybody stop. Everybody stop. Jeff Jarrett retained.
Where's Karen when you need her to tell us all to get in line?
That's not how you handle your business. Calm down. Don't do this.
Have any of you ever had a Karen run-in? Like a run-in with a pure Karen?
Like in the wild?
Yeah, in the wild.
No.
I live in Karenville, Trent. I run into Karens every day.
You live in the same area where that little dude yelled at the bagel shop guy, right?
That's like down the street from my house, Trent. I eat bagels from there almost once a week.
I love that video. You've never seen that viral video where that little dude went off in the bagel shop? Bill, you know what I'm talking about?
He had 15 minutes of fame, that guy.
He was doing his tour, though, after that happened, and he was showing up to all the local bars, and we got to meet him one night. He came right into the Drift Inn in East Islip, New York. He did, with a camera crew. Talking to all of our chicks. Everyone was buying him drinks. Guy was an asshole, though.
Yeah, I heard he's a
prick. He deserved what he got, you're saying.
Wait, Kyle, can you pull that video up and we'll show it here? But as I set up the next the last segment here is Raven cuts a promo.
Well, I know. We might catch a copyright for that. He might have some money on that one.
Nah, it's
not
copyright. It's on YouTube, man. It's fine.
All right.
Whatever. YouTube's holding our goddamn money because their site's all glitching. There's like a million people on the help thread. Like, I can't get you guys to pay me. Because you're like, your fucking payment site's all screwed up. So
we want our $12, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah,
Impact.
Wife well, turns into like Karen the second she walks out. Whoa, Adam Pimpin.
Shots fired. Wait, that's fired. Adam gets machine gun. Bang!
That's it, man. Hope your wife's not listening.
Devance 29 called me Klondike in the chat. I've never heard that one. Klondike. What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Who cares what they call you as long as they call you?
That's it. That's right.
That's what she said.
Get it straight, young blood.
So my ex's best friend's mother's name was Karen. Oh my God.
Was she a Karen?
Oh, it's, dude.
Oh, I do love J-Bone. Oh.
No.
Oh. 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 J-Bone's a good oh, but then Kyle has the oh. Oh,
how we doing? Hey.
How you doing? Oh.
Well, it's gone now, but the J-Bone Alvarez was one of the best, Kyle. Ugh.
It was. I had to make some room with those sound bites. They're getting old.
Raven cut the promo to close the show. He addressed Jarrett. I wrote down. He cut
No, he said that he's still breathing and he wants Abyss next week, and he promises that Abyss will feel the Raven effect.
Thank you very much. That's the show, guys. NWA TNA number 73. We've record time. That show is like shorter than many segments than the other show.
All right. If we can close out here in 5 minutes, it'll be the shortest show maybe possibly ever, under an hour and a half.
Shit.
Shit, can we do it?
Well, can we play that video? I do want to show you guys this fucking video. This guy going off at the bagel shop.
All right.
Sure, surely.
Pull it up, Kyle.
Keep talking, Trent.
Meanwhile, you can catch me, Mark World Order, on Twitter, M-A-R-K-Q World Order. You can also find me on the Discord. That is the Total Nonstop Impact Discord. Link is available in the YouTube and on all the socials.
Plug the Patreon right now.
Okay. All right. You can also find me on the Patreon, which is at patreon.com/WeTalkImpact. There you will find, man, really a host of things going on right now. We've got polls for coming up, reviews. We've got some pay-per-view reviews coming. Today was the watch-along for this show that we're reviewing right now in the Discord. We have the family dinner on Sunday nights, which has returned and been a massive, massive success. And lots more coming. So, yeah, join us over on Discord or Patreon.
There you go. Very nice. Bill, where can they catch you, man?
You can catch me on the Twitter mainly. Also the Instagram from time to time. And my name, William M. Gardner, G-R-D-N-E-R. And now video.
You're a great woman. Why is that okay?
Oh, wait, hold on. This is the bagel shop. But so what's yeah, Bagel Boss.
This is Bagel Boss in Islip, New York. The morning after this happened, I actually was there speaking to the ladies. I got a segment for 99.1 FM actually, you know, and I spoke to the women about it there while, you know, it was the next morning, and this was pretty notorious here in my little town, my little Mayberry out here. Don't know why this video went as viral as it did. This guy had his 15 minutes of fame, and now he's gone, Trent. Poof. That's all you get. Come and go with the seasons. But let's take a look.
You're a great woman. Why is that okay?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside?
Look at this. Huh? Look at this.
I'm not standing.
The chest bump was great.
You shut up, dude. You shut up.
Yeah. He can cut a promo.
There he goes. There he goes.
I recorded the whole thing.
Let me get that dog one more time.
That guy's an American hero that took a
spear.
Why is that guy keeping
that kid up? I just wanted bagels.
I just wanted bagels.
Fun. Step outside, pal.
Period.
Fun fact, the girl who yelled, I just wanted bagels, Kyle banged her back in middle school, right?
Yeah, I smeared my cream cheese all over.
Hey, how about it?
Jeez, man.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
God, it's late.
How are
For reals, reals.
At the Bagel Boss? Or
who's hitting the bites? You gotta let him breathe right? No, Trent, in my absence, I've noticed you guys are really beating the bites into the ground. You gotta be sparing.
This is horrible.
Yeah, blame these two white devils on the
let the folks know where they can find you, please.
All right. Well, you can follow me at KL on the mic. KL on the mic on Twitter. Hit me up on there. But Trent, what were you saying about Bagel Boss?
How are the bagels at Bagel Boss?
That is actually the grand mecca of bagel here on Long Island. That is the number one
New Yorker
spot. That is there's a bagel store every few feet right where I live. Well, I live in the heart of Bagel Town, and Bagel Boss in Islip, New York is number one, Trent.
Can you ship me some bagels? Is that possible?
They might get a little stale.
Do they ship?
Bagels don't keep.
Maybe freeze them or something. I don't know. It'll work that out.
Yeah, I got 3-month-old bagels in my fridge. What are you talking about?
Your freeze right suck.
No, those are Lender's bagels. Those aren't real.
Bagels just became popular in Wisconsin.
Dude, I have a bagel a day. Look at me.
You gotta lay off those carbs, J-Bone. You're starting to look like the guy in the video. You gotta lay off those carbs.
You can franchise a Bagel Boss, according to this.
That's fake Bagel Boss. There's knockoffs. Like, you know, in New York City, we have Ray's, Ray 2's, original Ray's. Yeah, yeah. There's one Bagel Boss.
Hey, you know what else they said about that short fucker in the video?
He's fat!
That guy. Did the guy who speared him get arrested for violence?
Trent said he got speared.
He got speared. They totally speared him. Oh, man. They do Father's Day packages here, but local delivery only.
I'll give you a father a package.
Wait a minute. To have bagels shipped to your dad, click here. Why only your dad?
What if I'm somebody's dad.
Burrows.
Very nice.
I'm someone's dad. Somebody ship me some of those bagels. Go ahead.
You, Mark. I'm not sending bagels.
Carl, send me some bagels.
Well, for you, Mark, I'll send you some bagels.
All right, let's get some plugs. Bill, we're going to get you.
They got me. They got me all right.
It's not like you're updating anything on that Instagram anyway. I mean, what's going on with it?
Just wait. Crickets. Maybe I'll find a picture of me and Don West. Who knows?
Hey, all right. J-Bone, where can they get you, man?
You can find me over that other little podcast called Smash This Podcast. You can find Smash This Podcast on the Twitch, the YouTube, the Facebox, the Twitter box, and that Instaneck. And for your Bone on the Go, anchor.fm/smash this podcast.
Very nice. Guys, you get me at Trensberry over on Twitter. Also, the Backstage Boys podcast did a new episode last night talking indie wrestling, AEW, all sorts of production stuff. Check that one out, Backstage Boys podcast.
Seriously, you guys need to check out Backstage Boys.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a great
trust me on this. I mean, I'm biased, but seriously, it's unique. It's different. It's not. And then this happened on Raw, and Raw sucked ass. No, go check out the Backstage.
It was different. That's for sure. It's a different podcast. Thank you, J-Mo. You guys can get this show all audio platforms: Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. Rate, review, and subscribe, guys. Your Alexa will even play Total Nonstop Impact. So just it's that easy to listen to us. If you haven't given this video a like, give it a like now. Twitch.tv/Total Nonstop Impact. Subscribe, follow, get your emojis, cheer bits, get on the whole thing. Whoop, whoop, Juggalos for life. What the fuck is that? Whoop, my whoop. God.
That's that animal.
The patreon.com/WeTalkImpact is the Patreon. 3 tiers available. Go check them out, guys. Join a tier. Lots of good bonus stuff coming up. Some fun shit happening in the Patreon. Discord link in the description below. YouTube.com/TotalNonstopImpact. Go check that out. And ProWrestlingTees.com/TotalNonstopImpact. Get yourself a t-shirt. And I think that's it. Anything else, boys?
Once again, Don West, get well soon, buddy. We're pulling for you.
You can take this microphone and shove it up your ass.
Get well soon, brother. Nice, we'll talk to you guys. Back. TNI UK could be their last episode. TNI UK tomorrow, noon Central Time, 6 p.m. England, UK time, I should say. Thursday, then, flagship. It's going to be the watch on for Impact and Access TV and BTI. Bill and J-Bone in the chat. Truck probably join them too. BTI and Impact watch along twitch.tv/TotalNonstopImpact. Then the official post show as soon as Impact goes off the air. On Twitch, on YouTube. Join us for that, guys. We'll have a whole full breakdown of the episode. Anything else? That's it.
Are you producing tomorrow, or am I?
I might have to let you know. I'll let you know early enough, J-Bone. Set your
alarm. I might be mowing. I'm just so you know.
Oh, okay. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out
what's going on. Manscaping?
Yeah. What kind of mowing are we talking about? Actually, I don't want to know what kind of mowing we're talking about. Everybody, have a great rest of your night, and we will see you on Thursday for the flagship night.
You got hair on your booty cheeks.
Get well soon, Don West. We'll see you guys later. Good night, everybody.